Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Sometimes it's important for children to play with their food, believe it or not. Cooking is a great way to teach math, follow directions, and spend some time together. This edible clay makes little animals, dinosaurs, and decorations perfect for fall and winter activities. Before doing these recipes, know that your children are not allergic to nuts. The American Academy of Pediatrics suggests waiting until age 3 to introduce nut products. Consult with your own doctor. Carry on a steady stream of conversation while children help find the cooking supplies. Measure equal amounts of smooth peanut butter, dry buttered milk, and stir a little bit at a time, encouraging children to do most of the work. Slowly add a little honey until the mixture is like clay. Then children can mold the mixture into creatures and decorate with raisins, sunflower seeds, or small candy. When you are finished, you can eat immediately or refrigerate. Are you ready to try another one? A fun toast topper is 3 tablespoons of raisins, 5 tablespoons of nut butter, and 2 tablespoons of orange juice. Or you can try a mashed banana, tablespoon of nut butter, and a little bit of maple syrup, and mix it together. After mixing, spread either recipe on hot toast. Although messy, mixing and spreading builds coordination. Cooking teaches measuring, fractions, and doubling. Everyone loves this kind of math assignment. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.org. I'm Iris Caters.